A native of Afton, Wyoming, he was the youngest of the nine children. He grew up lifting bales and hauling 5-gallon buckets of milk. He was that fat kid other children just loved to tease and taunt. He was awkward, simple, and self-conscious. He was not a good student either. People who knew him dismissed him as someone who would go no farther in life than to become a dairy farmer in Wyoming. According to him, he was a slow reader. He was a slow reader, and he had to push himself past what anybody said he could do. But he persisted. Even without encouragement, he was able to acquire a teaching degree in physical education from the University of Nebraska on a wrestling scholarship. After his college wrestling career ended, Rulan Gardner went into the Greco-Roman wrestling. Putting the work ethic Rulan Gardner learned from the farm on the mat, he became the first American to win the Granma Cup in Cuba, winning this tournament 3 times. In the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Rulan was a complete underdog when he defeated in an upset the greatest Greco-Roman wrestler in Olympic history, a Russian named Alexander Karelin, who was undefeated in 13 years. Karelin was fearsome. He considered his opponents not as humans but as inanimate objects to be trashed away. After the match, he was simply known as the man whom Rulan Gardner beat. After this year's Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece, the great athletes of this world would be going home to their own countries with their medals. But probably one of the greatest of them all did not even win the gold medal. Rulan Gardner won the bronze, but he probably was the real champion in the hearts of many. There are many lessons we can learn from this man that is applicable to our Christian fight. First, perseverance is an important component of the Christian fight. Let's go to Genesis 32, verse 24 to 29. Described here is a great wrestling match between a person who had that power to give great blessings and the patriarch Jacob. At stake here was whether Jacob would join his fathers Abraham and Isaac in God's Hall of Fame and inherit the greatest blessing God could ever give. So we start with verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let you go, except you bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Perseverance is a spiritual quality. God knew from the result of this test that Jacob had that ingredient in him to be able to overcome his problems, spiritual and otherwise. A year and a half after he beat Alexander Karelin, Rulan Gardner's snowmobile got stuck on a riverbed in 25 degrees below zero temperature in snowy Wyoming. Rescuers were unable to locate him for 18 hours. His body temperature dropped to 88 degrees. Perseverance, and according to him, faith saved him from certain death. Fortunately, only his middle toe was amputated for frostbite. After this incident, he survived a head-on motorcycle accident that left his motorcycle a wreck. He also badly dislocated his right wrist during a basketball game. And this year, he was a long shot to return from injury to join the U.S. Olympics team. But he did. In our Christian life, we face so many mishaps. We win some battles, we lose some, but we will win the war because we will persevere. As Roland Gardner said, these simple words, never give up and never stop trying. If we don't try, we won't succeed. Second, we need to focus less on ourselves and more towards serving others. Christ came not to be served, but to serve. We can serve also by being a light to others. After winning the wrestling Olympics in Sydney, Roland returned to his hometown a hero. A great celebration awaited him. People were lining up to shake his hand. But many children were disappointed because they could not get past the camera and the television crews covering Roland Gardner as he went about town. Roland heard about the school children's disappointment when he was on his way to Colorado. And the next thing that happened separates Gardner from many other champions. He was a champion with a big heart. After spending sleepless nights signing autographs, he immediately returned to his town unannounced and arranged to meet every student in schools. The kids were told to wait in the gym, and they were told that they had a special guest. Roland walked with his gold medal, and the kids were pumped up and ecstatic. He spent the day giving them pep talk. He told them to study hard and listen to their parents. He told them to avoid drugs and alcohol. And he said to them, "The medal isn't the most important thing to me. Knowing that I did my best is more important than any medal." Roland Gardner was a light and inspiration to others. We need to be the light for others in this world too. Philippians 2, verse 14 to 16. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Third, we need to exercise grace and humility and move on even in the face of setbacks. Some athletes always cry, "I am the greatest," even before they win the tournament. This year, Roland had to settle for a bronze when a wrestler from Kazakhstan beat him during the semifinals. He said, "One mishap cost me the chance for the gold, but I'm happy with the bronze, and I'll move on. It's not quite a gold, but it's a medal." No psychoanalysis here on what happened. He handled his defeat with grace and humility. He offered no excuses. And it's the same with us, brethren. Proverbs 24, verse 16 says, "For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again, but the wicked are brought down by calamity. Somebody said that what's important is not the falling down, but the getting up. Every day we face spiritual battle against sin. John 2 verse 1 says, or 1 John 2 verse 1, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. But it's also a sure thing that we will sin as long as we draw our breath. So this verse continues, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. No excuses here. Fourth lesson, we need to be true to our word and to have the integrity, Paraphrasing Christ, James said, but let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. James 5 verse 12 and Matthew 5 verse 37. Rulon Gardner, before his match for the bronze with the Iranian wrestler, indicated to U.S. wrestling coach Steve Fraser that win or lose, this is going to be his last tournament. Nobody knows how this custom originated, but in Greco-Roman wrestling, when a wrestler retires, he leaves his shoes on the mat. So while the Iranian wrestler was protesting to the judge after Gardner's takedown ended the match, Rulon Gardner was already unlacing his shoes so he could put the shoes on the mat after the referee raised his hand. So after the American flag was given to him by the coach, he said in reflection, he sat in reflection for a minute, removed his shoes, and left it on the mat. The crowd understood plainly the meaning of what he did. From now on, he's going to be wearing his working boots and going back to his farm in Wyoming. One sport writer says of Gardner that he was, quote, one of the greatest Olympians in history if the measurement is character and not mere medals. We too face our Olympics daily. Alluding to the practice in Greek, in the Greek and the Roman world during his time, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2 for our final scripture. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.